9:33. Good morning. Do you know what? The appeal that started some months back now, jointly with our friends at the Ipswich Evening Star newspaper, and of course, with the help of the Town 102 Kids Trust, to ensure that the Lighthouse here in Ipswich, the Lighthouse Women Aid, that they raise that £15,000 so they can have a log cabin. Now, why a log cabin? Well, they've got so much work to do that the log cabin basically will help the kids that find themselves caught up in domestic abuse. And the log cabin will give them more space. So if you're a teenager and basically your mum and dad, they're arguing, and you find your mum and dad are splitting up, and frankly your mum's been punched once too often, you find yourself in this place called Ipswich, you find yourself in the Lighthouse, and this log cabin will ensure that actually as a teenager, as a kid, you have some space to yourself to play, to think, to sit and just be quiet, do what you want to do. You don't want to be crowded, do you, if you've just gone through all that? Well, to tell us a little bit more from the Lighthouse here in Ipswich on the work that they do, we welcome to the studio for the first time Heather. Hello, Heather, and hello, Chloe. How are you, girls? You're right. Good to see you. Tell me, first of all, Heather, what happens then when the children arrive, whatever their age, how do you deal with unsettled children, children who are feeling perhaps a little bit vulnerable, understandably, and they're feeling a bit nervous about this foreign place, there are people there that they've not seen before. How do you make sure that they're comfortable?
Well, obviously, as soon as they come into the refuge, they're welcomed and introduced to all of the staff. And on our first initial arrival, they're showed around the building. And obviously, one thing that the children all like to see is our playroom. Our playroom is aimed more for our children who are under eight. So it's more child-friendly for those sorts of ages, bright-coloured paint, low tables and chairs, comfy corners, but as I say, more for the younger children. The older children really love to come in there and play too. And when they first arrive to the refuge, they do love, you know, to see what it is that's in there, and they'll be want to explore, they want to see what's in the boxes. So we just make ourselves familiar, introduce ourselves, show them to their rooms. And when the families do come to the refuge, we do them a little welcome pack with crayons, pencils, teddies, because some families do come with absolutely nothing. So to make them feel at ease and to make them feel welcome, we do those things to make them feel comfortable.
Now, how will the log cabin change things?
Well, the log cabin will change things because we, as I say, the playroom is more aimed for the younger range of children. So we're looking for the cabin to be aimed for the children who are over eight, so that they can have a place where they can chill out, where they can play games, be away from their younger siblings, be away from mum, and have some time for themselves with support from ourselves, children and family support workers, and also our new addition, our play worker, who will do a lot of, you know, integrated work with the children. And we want to, you know, get things in the room, like pool tables, where the children can, you know, chill out. We'll have PlayStations, TVs, just so the children can enjoy their time in there, but it's more of their age range.